With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Gabe DeMayo.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
And it's the second week, and I'm still here.
You're still here.
I won't sing the song, but I'm glad to be back.
And we're having fun.
And I think so. You were out and about this past week, and I'd like to talk about that. But one of the things I wanted to talk about was you did the presentation on Mae West.
Oh, it went very well. Thank you for asking. I think that they broke their attendance record, which is nice. This is not any tribute to me. This is the allure of Mae West. And a lot of people don't realize she wrote all of her own material, and that's what we talked about.
Fantastic, and I'm sure some of it had to do with you, not just Mae West.
Well, thank you.
Some of the things that we're going to talk about are the things that you're going to see this week, but you were in Washington, D.C. this past week.
I needed to see Kathleen Turner as Mother Courage at the Arena Stage.
And Mother Courage is a play that takes place during the 30 Years' War?
Yes, 17th century war. Sounds dry, doesn't it?
Well, with Kathleen Turner,
with
though.
With Kathleen Turner, yeah. It's a Brecht play about a woman who profits off of the war. So naturally, this has contemporary resonance, and did certainly when Brecht wrote it. But she gives a very powerful performance.
Let me ask you a question about Kathleen Turner, because she went from being the next Lauren Bacall, the vamp 20 years ago, 15 years ago, whatever it was. And then she's really, to me anyway, really progressed into taking very meaty roles and taking on Molly Ivins and doing things like this.
Well, she was always a powerful actress. I remember seeing her at Long Wharf as Camille, and she's gone back to Broadway from time to time. Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, which was stunning. She has aged gracefully. She had some serious health issues, which also altered the direction of her career. But she just is very comfortable with herself, with whatever she looks like at the moment. And she is a remarkable actress, which people even knew from Body Heat. Yes, she was sultry. She is Jessica Rabbit. But she was always a remarkable actress, and still is. I also witnessed Kathleen Turner tell off an audience member. You remember that movie stars just have no limits, and someone had gotten up during Act One, went back up and was wandering around. And as the lights were coming down for intermission, Kathleen Turner strides right up to this woman, puts her finger in the face, and tells her what for.
Really?
Really.
Oh, my.
Really. And let me tell you, that woman listened. And I think she will not do that again.
No. I'm nervous, and I'm hundreds of miles away.
Right.
That reminds me of a story. Katharine Hepburn famously did that during a Shakespeare play, I think.
Various stars have done it. Patti LuPone told off someone for taking her picture. Glenn Close stopped her performance.
She's got moxie. They got moxie, don't they?
Right, they have.
So while you were in Washington, you also saw a Trivial Comedy for Serious People. You saw the importance of being earnest.
Well, yes, the earnest itself, the attraction. But of course, Sheehan Phillips, who played Lady Bracknell, remarkable. She is more than just the former Mrs. Peter O'Toole. I met her afterwards, which was thrilling.
Do you get starstruck? Because you meet a lot of celebrities. I'm just curious, do you get starstruck?
It depends. I think that certainly meeting Barbara Cook, the original Marianne the Librarian, the original Cunegonde, meeting Meryl Streep. Is like that. And then there are people who are just in your world. I know Cheetah Rivera very well, but sometimes, you know, she'll be talking to me, calling me by my name, and it's just like, good God, you're Cheetah Rivera.
You start pinching yourself.
Right, right. It's not so much the person themselves, but what they have meant to you in your life because of the performances you've seen. I think that that's true of everyone. Even stars get starstruck by other people who they admire in the business.
Mm-hmm. You jet set around the world. You were in Washington, D.C. You came back to Buffalo in time to catch Porgy and Bess.
Porgy and Bess, which is at Shays, and you can still see it. Do you know it is the single most successful week of that tour in the country, Shays Buffalo Theater.
Wow.
That Buffalonians, we go to the theater, and it is sublime to hear those legit voices, by which I mean operatic. This is an operatically trained cast. And the principals, Alicia Hall Moran, who had been the alternate for Audra McDonald on Broadway and went on for Audra 59 times, is wonderful as Bess. Nathaniel Stampley, charming and wonderful as Porgy. And the entire company is just very, very good. And what a rare opportunity to hear that live with a full orchestra.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Gabe DeMayo.
And I'm Anthony Chase.